The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com and by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech. This is Dave Ross. Remember this line from 2008?
When there's a crisis and that phone rings at 3 a.m. in the White House.
It's ringing right now, and it's the Libyan opposition on the line asking for a no-fly zone. What do we do? More after this from Charlie. A no-fly zone to give the Libyan opposition a fighting chance against Muammar Gaddafi's army sounds like one of those sanitary military options, purely defensive. But as Defense Secretary Gates explained, it's war.
A no-fly zone begins with an attack on Libya to destroy the air defenses.
It would likely start with a cruise missile attack, then require regular patrols. David Deptula, retired U.S. Lieutenant General who helped run the no-fly zone over northern Iraq after the 1991 Gulf War, says his operation needed 50 planes and 1,600 people.
This is not risk-free. Matter of fact, it's very high risk. There were many times that we would fly that we would get shot at with air defenses.
We could also send the Navy to enforce the UN arms embargo. But one thing Secretary of State Clinton is not ready to do is go it alone.
We believe it's important that this not be an American or a NATO or a European effort. It needs to be an international one. And there is still a lot of opposition.
Plus, all of this comes with a cost. Maybe, since we all know this is more about oil than about democracy, we could pay for any military operation with a special national gas tax. Of course, you couldn't actually call it that. You'd have to call it a freedom fee. But in the meantime, back to the original question.
When there's a crisis and that phone rings at 3 a.m. in the White House.
For now, you check the caller ID and let it ring. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, March 10th, 2011.